This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
If you're finding that you're dealing with legal challenges because of domestic violence, or any other cause really, then our final guest might be able to help you. Sam Elkin is LGBTI outreach lawyer at St Kilda Legal Service, and they've just announced that they're planning a new service focused on trans and gender diverse Victorians. The Informer spoke to Sam Elkin.
We've been running a health justice partnership with Thorn Harbour Health and St Kilda Legal Service for the past 12 months. So the idea of a health justice partnership is that you put the lawyer in with the health service so that you can help people when they're coming to see a counsellor or a family violence practitioner or something like that. So it's been a great partnership between the two organisations to focus on the legal and health needs of LGBTIQ clients in Victoria.
In a way, that seems like an obvious way to do things because it stops people having to talk about traumatic experiences multiple times, and you've got kind of people who can, you know, provide the most comprehensive level of advice.
Yeah, it is a fairly obvious idea, I suppose. I think it started in the United States.
That wasn't me trying to have a crack at.
Yeah, no.
But like, it's you know, like once you, the minute you say it, it's like, oh, that's clearly a good way to do this.
Yeah, it is a great idea. And I think the Inner Melbourne Community Legal started the first one in Victoria, which was at the Royal Women's Hospital, I think. Providing family violence related services to people receiving antenatal care. So there's a lot of different contexts where a health justice partnership makes sense. And I do believe this is the first LGBTIQ specialist health justice partnership. So very proud to take that mantle.
Absolutely. And so how do you, what kinds of issues, I understand you can't discuss individual cases, but what kinds of issues do members of our community come in with?
It is very broad, and I just did our annual report. So I know the answer to this. The most common issue that we've been dealing with on the service is family violence, also employment-related issues, so unfair dismissal or discrimination at work has been a big feature of the service, and also issues with Centrelink and NDIS has been a bit of a feature as well, and discrimination in general has been a big part of the job, and also change of name issues for the trans and gender diverse community, which led us to doing our first Change Your ID Day event in partnership with Transgender Victoria, which was really exciting. It was actually this month. And that was on the 15th of May, and that was a really successful event. We had all these different organisations like Vic Roads and Birth, Deaths and Marriages all come in for a one-stop shop so that people could change their name and gender in a safe and affirming environment.
Yeah, right. That's fantastic. And so if people, I think there's a lot more to unpack there. So firstly, if people are interested in accessing those services, they can just reach out to the St Kilda Clinic and, yeah, how does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you can get in contact with me either by calling St Kilda Legal Service or Thorn Harbour Health. Both orgs can put you in touch with me, and you can shoot me an email to sam@skls.org.au, and depends on my area of expertise if I'm able to run your case. I certainly will have a crack at it. Otherwise, we've got heaps of organisations and pro bono lawyers that are prepared to assist with particular areas that they have expertise in.
Mm. And so when it comes to family violence, what are the kind of, you know, issues that are specific to our community that you tend to see?
I think that sometimes due to the, I suppose, typical gendered nature of family violence, I think the police are trying really hard to take seriously, or more seriously than they have in the past, heterosexual forms of family violence as they occur in the community. And I do think that sometimes the nuances and differences in the kind of relationships that the LGBTIQ community has means that the police are less able to detect or appropriately intervene in family violence related matters where there isn't a sort of like classic dynamic that they understand between it. So people, for example, that might be in poly relationships or having different kind of relationships relationships find it harder to interact with police and the justice system due to, I suppose, in some cases, some conservative attitudes towards relationship structures. And also, if you don't fit into the typical, I suppose, like butch femme dynamic in some way, the police sometimes find it difficult to appropriately identify who the primary perpetrator is in an act of family violence and who the affected family member is. So I think there's a lot of issues in terms of, I suppose, cultural knowledge and cultural safety when dealing with both Victoria Police and dealing with the Magistrates Court as well.
That's really interesting. And in terms of workplace discrimination, what are some examples that you see that, again, are specific to our community?
There's a lot of different issues in there. Certainly, we've had cases of people being dismissed, so bullied and then dismissed on the grounds of their sexual orientation. We've had a lot of questions around pre-employment discrimination, so not getting a job potentially because of an attribute that you have that would otherwise be protected under the Equal Opportunity Act. So whether that be your sexual orientation, gender identity, or maybe a disability that you might have as well.
Do you mind me asking, so how does that work? So does that mean that people go along to an interview and then, like, how does it manifest?
It can be really difficult to prove, but I think that people often have a very good sense for when it happens to them. So say, for example, you go into a job interview, you've got the skills, you know, you're smashing the interview, and then as you walk out, they might ask you what you're doing on the weekend, and then you just mention, oh, me and my boyfriend are doing X, Y, Z, and then just the tone seems to drop and then you don't get a call back. And in situations like that, unfortunately, it's very difficult to prove. Sometimes organisations will be silly enough in a way to put those kind of discriminatory attitudes in writing, so they could say, oh, you know, we just don't think that you're the right cultural fit for our organisation or something like that. And that can also be difficult to deal with, but you've got something to unpack there if it's in writing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I should say, if you think you've experienced that form of discrimination, get in touch with us at The Informer or, you know, with the St Kilda Legal Service, because there might be ways in which, you know, you can help people unpack their specific cases. Now, I know you're also setting up a trans and gender diverse legal service. I believe there's one that exists in Sydney. So would this be the first of these kinds of services in Victoria?
Yes, it would. We love the Inner City Legal Centre in King's Cross in Sydney, and we want to be just like them. So, we do take inspiration from what they do, and they set up a partnership with Denton's, a private law firm, last year to set up the Transgender Legal Service. And we are partnering with Transgender Victoria to set up a similar clinic. So we're not quite sure how it's going to run yet. We've literally just received the funding from the City of Melbourne. So we're very, very grateful and very excited to roll out the service.
That's Sam Elkin, the LGBT outreach lawyer at St Kilda Legal Centre. At the end of their interview, Toby also asked Sam for their perspective on the now infamous police raid on hares and hyenas.
When you heard about the hare and hyenas raid, were you surprised, or like, do you see cases of police discrimination with any kind of regularity? What's your take on it?
I think that people have a very varied experience when interacting with police. Sometimes people have, you know, an excellent and really respectful experience, particularly when they're interacting with the GLO officers, if they're reporting a crime that might relate to their LGBTIQ status. I do think that, you know, the police are a very large organisation, and I think that pushing cultural change across any large organisation is really, really difficult, and it does take time. And certainly, you know, I've had a number of people wanting to make complaints about the treatment that they've received from the police while attempting to report a crime, for example, and I've helped people with that. I've seen people with concerns about the behaviour of magistrates in court in relation to LGBTIQ clients. So I definitely think there's a way to go. I mean, my reflection on the incident that happened at Hares and Hyenas is it was actually, you know, absolutely horrific. And I'm so aggrieved that, you know, some somebody who runs Hares and Hyenas, which is my favourite bookshop and the place that I go when I'm feeling stressed and unhappy and, you know, want to be in my kind of safe space. It's really upsetting that that's happened there. But at the end of the day, the police shouldn't be behaving like that towards any person. And the fact that somebody has received such a serious injury, whether that person was, a mistaken identity that wasn't meant to be there, or whether that person was somebody who was meant to have engaged in some sort of crime. The idea that the police should be going around like breaking people's arms in such a horrific way and not identifying themselves as police officers as they come in is really, really concerning. And I think the whole community wants answers about the practices of police and whether or not, the police think that that was okay, what happened. And I'd like to know the answer to that.
Yeah, absolutely.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.